This is an emergency alert. This is the Paul McGuire Report. On today's program, we're going to continue talking about the number of emergency alerts happening in our country. Now, when I say emergency alert, a lot of people use that word. That's fine. But how I define emergency alert is that an emergency or a chaos event or a crisis event is happening in the general time period or at the exact same time period that we go to air, and it's imperative that we discuss this publicly and that you do your part and you contact people and spread these messages far and wide. Why? Because whenever there's a so-called given event, which is being turned into a political or a social event, what always happens is that it's taken over for propaganda purposes, social engineering purposes, public relations purposes. It's taken over. Now, the other problem, which is the bigger problem, is that about 97% of all the corporate-owned media is left politically, highly liberal, highly partisan, and they have an agenda. And their agenda is to take a former Christian free America and radically transform a Christian free America into a third world state that is communist and a dictatorship. Now, you're aware of the fact that all over the world, there's these nations, many of them are in South America or Cuba or whatever. And these nations are militantly communist dictatorship nations or communist political regimes, because they got their big money under the table, not from who you'd think they'd get it, which would be the globalist, not from the people you would surmise that is giving the money, which would be, their fellow communists in China and Russia and so on and so forth. No, they're getting a lot of their money, not their major money, from the globalist elite, from the nations that are part of the World Economic Forum. Now, I want to just pause for a second. What I'm about to say to you, most likely you know on whatever levels or multiple levels. But in light of what is happening in our nation now, in light of where we're going and how fast we're going, it bears worth repeating. Right now in America, we are, as I said with the title of one of my books, we are in the greatest battle for the hearts and minds of mankind in the history of the world. Every time I turn on to a conservative or a Christian media source, people are using terminology like that. I've never seen this before in my life. Usually, I'm the one saying it, and everybody else is looking at me like I'm crazy. Things have radically changed. It has spread to all thinking Christians, all Christians who truly love the Lord, and there are millions of them in America. They are rallying. They all hear simultaneously the call of God on their lives, especially men. I think men feel it more than anything. The Holy Spirit is convicting men all over America, and women too. And God is calling his people to take a stand like they've never stood before, and to rise in oneness in the power of the Holy Spirit as they never have before. Because this is the critical moment. This is the final moment. If we fail to recognize the fact that we're in the final moment, with all the possibilities and all the negativities. But before we can do that, we must recognize, we must be spiritually and intellectually awake and see clearly where we are in space, time, history, and where we are in reality. And then, no more excuses. Evangelicals have been baptized, and fundamentalists, and Bible-believing Christians, and charismatics, and a whole bunch of them, have been baptized in a kind of fear and a kind of kissing up to the principalities and powers rather than shining your light in Jesus Christ. Okay, so we are at the critical point of the battle. At this particular point in the battle, if we were to analyze the situation with our visual eyes, we would probably have to say, at this time frame, we are slowly losing the battle because the enemy we are fighting is a globalist empire army, such as the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset, the business, financial, military, social, market, organizational assets grid that has been erected on planet Earth, and it encompasses people. It's moving forward daily. And what is happening is that what used to be called the New World Order, that was a bad name in terms of branding. So what was previously called the New World Order is now called the Great Reset, largely because of Professor Klaus Schwab's statements on television and the work of the World Economic Forum. So, this raging battle is occurring, and we must be aware and not deny the reality that it's happening right in front of us. Now, we didn't get born into this time zone. We didn't come into this time zone by accident, by a flip of the coin, by fatalism, or however else you want to describe it. The reason you were born into this exact time frame, which is now, at this very moment, you were born into this time frame because God knew before the beginning of time that you would be called for such a time as this. So God knew you before he created the earth, and God created you to be here in this time zone for his purposes. And from that, that means his purposes would be that it is his desire for his children not to run in fear, but for his children to rally as one in the power of the Holy Spirit and receive power from on high. And no matter how loudly we're barraged with it's impossible and, you know, all the rest of the failure talk, no matter how loudly that may be shouted at us, we do what the heroes of the Bible did. They were ordinary men like you and me, and women too. And the heroes of the ordinary Bible They stood for Christ when he called them. They exercised their faith so they knew whatever God called them to do, they could do because they were not relying on their own human strength. They were relying on their supernatural spiritual sense. So here we are in this greatest battle. Now, when you analyze history, and you can, I analyze this in a number of my books, like A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1 and 2, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, Conquering the Matrix, a brand new book that's going to the printer, and then if you bought it now or if you buy it now, you still get the pre-order price, and then it's rushed to you after it's printed. The name of this brand new book, which I consider one of my most powerful books, is Power from On High. Power from On High. So, what this really is, when you take it to its simplest terms, what this really is, where we really are, is here. I'll describe it for you. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. We are in a time in history, in some general vicinity before the second coming of Jesus Christ. The time that we're in, there exists an all-out war between Satan and the biblical God, between Satan's demons and fallen angels and principalities and powers, and God's angels and God's highest ranking angels, like the ones that helped Daniel, God's angels versus Satan's fallen angels, Satan versus God. And then below that, you have all the men and women who sold their souls to serve Satan, and even went so far as to take the mark of the beast nano chip implant, which is outlined in the book of Revelation. So we're sometime very near that thing from happening. I mean, it's talked about just about every day in the news. By news, I mean, you know, all the magazines, alternative media as well. There's a growing discussion energized by the United Nations. The United Nations just came out with a videotape bragging about how all the employees of the United Nations would be electronically connected to a hive mind. It would monitor your sickness, your health, what you did all day, what kind of medications you are on or are not on. And what you saw, if this was the UN vision for I think it's something like 47,000 employees of the UN, if that's their vision for their own organization, the UN, it's a nightmarish totalitarian regime where a big brother entity is spying and recording on you 24/7. It's an awful place to live. But yet that is the exact same design or template that they are applying to bringing in their New World Order or their global reset. The global reset will be this interconnecting of electronics and nanochip particles and Mark of the Beast technology 666. Now, every day, more corporations, more businesses, more governmental agencies, more scientists across the world are talking about this electronic ID, okay? They're not talking about it from religious terms. They may make a passing remark to the Mark of the Beast or whatever, but they're talking about it in purely secular terms, and it is very, very close to arriving. In fact, if you know want to know pretty well when this mark of the beast technology will be offered to people, it will be hours after the next major crisis event in America or the world. Because manufactured crisis, their whole operating principle is to implement revolutionary social change during times of crisis and chaos. Okay, so we will have not only a crisis or chaos soon. I personally think you can expect with certainty that we will have very soon a crisis event, a chaos event. And the reason we'll have one very soon is because in order for the globalist elite, the 12 richest banking families and trillionaire families in the world, in order for them to put together their global reset on a national level, they're going to have to implement and move forward on the Great Reset and their whole adopted New World Order type of society. Now, what you have to understand is they are very good at communication. You see them, the heads of that organization. They pay celebrities big dollars to endorse it, like what's his name? Bono, who's one of their hand-picked spokesmen. And Bono doesn't know, I mean, I like, but personally, you may not like it, I like a lot of Bono's music and lyrics, okay? So I would say he's a gifted musician, a gifted performer. But just because you're a gifted performer or gifted in any area, it doesn't mean you're gifted in every area. And so his words about endorsing the UN and the World Health Organization and all the rest of that is a worthless perception on his part, because he's not qualified to perceive, to analyze, and he's certainly not qualified to endorse a global government. And there are many, many more. The actor who played in The Wolf of Wall Street, I forgot his name, DiCaprio. He's another hand chosen of the Great Reset. Many, many, many others. And they've all been trained in the same secret and private schools. They are inundated with a particular ideology. But the way their game works, and you have to give them credit for this, the Great Reset most often comes right out in public and in the media and tells you with what their plans are, what they're thinking, what they're going to do. And then they go ahead and do it. Now, I don't agree probably with most of what they do, but I will have to give them enormous credit for being one of the few organizations on Earth that will actually be transparent and tell you what they're going to do before they do it. But one added modification. In their worldview, it's utilitarianism, which basically means you're perfectly licensed to do whatever you want to do as long as it gets you there. Another way of saying that is by any means necessary. So they believe they have the right to lie, the right to use propaganda, and they deliberately use the languages of academia, more intellectual and complex verbiage. So people here, they're telling you exactly what they're going to do, but kind of doesn't completely land in people's consciousness. So, these people are not popular on planet Earth because their ideas are popular, because they're popular, or anything else. They are not popular. They are hated by the majority of the population in America and the world. And the public in every continent hates them and their plans. So, why does it appear that they're popular? It appears that they're popular is because they're employing the science of propaganda. They're spending literally billions of dollars on PR campaigns, advertising campaigns, marketing campaigns, and so on and so forth. So people have an illusory picture of who they are, like they're the good guys. They're not the good guys. The World Economic Forum, if you study the history of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis as they built up their Third Reich and established the Nazi Party in Germany, you examine that whole phenomenon, what you see is that Hitler didn't hide a whole lot of what he was doing. He wrote about it openly, just nobody paid attention to him. He wrote his famous book called Mein Kampf, which was read by millions and millions of people in Germany and other nations. And in that book, he said exactly what he was planning to do to the Jews and everybody else who might attempt to get into his way. So we have to understand that in a strange way, they have told us very specifically what their plans are, what they're going to do to the human race, you, me, our children, society. They are going to radically restructure society on every level, and they have trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars available to them. You know, I said that in Power from On High, and I think I said it in an earlier book. By the way, you can get Power from On High at a discount if you get it now at paulmcguire.us. And I think it was in Power on High. I advanced my belief that there are a number of men or women or families on planet Earth that are worth, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars. Perhaps they're worth 25 trillion or 100 trillion or 200 trillion. Now, people would think, boy, he's crazy for saying that. I'm not crazy. If you look at the secretive elite and see how they've passed down their fortunes, their money, their gold and silver, and they hide it carefully from empire to empire and family to family. So I believe it was Prince Charles. I hope I'm not wrong on that. So Prince Charles was making a quick speech in conjunction with the World Economic Forum, and he quickly began to talk. It was kind of surprising. He quickly began to talk about a man on Earth who is so rich that he owns trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. Now, that verbiage has never been floated before, except by me, really, because that's inconceivable to the average mind, professional or just regular person. But the fact of the matter, it's true. Remember, these European kings, these Egyptian pharaohs, the emperors and empresses, the real estate holdings, just the Catholic Church alone, if you really analyze it, Forbes is a lying machine. They hypnotize you into believing there's just a bunch of billionaires competing for number one spot. That's a total falsehood. The billionaires are the people they let you see. The globalist elite out of the globalist elite are the people that own trillions and trillions of dollars, own nations or most of continents, and you have no idea the potential possibility of their ownership. So, again, almost out of the middle of nowhere, Prince Charles begins to talk about this, that he knows a man like this, and this man, he said, can buy entire armies. And then he spoke very quickly about what this man could do. In other words, the way he described this man, it was as if this man was God with unlimited resources, unlimited military, unlimited coal or whatever. And it was somewhat of a cryptic announcement because Prince Charles said this in a kind of passing way. What he said was explosive, but it was so far beyond the heads of the little, you know, peanut brain reporters and personalities and the posers who, you know, host TV and radio shows, the posers. They didn't get it at all. But I think what we saw for the first time was a member of the globalist elite, the World Economic Forum, a member of many secret societies, most probably Luciferian, come right out in the open and refer to, quite possibly, the biblical Antichrist. And then he made the cryptic statement that one could interpret, I'm not saying I did, but one could interpret it as he was speaking of himself, therefore he would have been this Antichrist figure. Anyway, the one takeaway I got from Prince Philip's statements was the fact that there has been a new world realignment, the World Economic Forum, and that they have unlimited money because they have individuals in their group that essentially have, you know, potentially $15 trillion, $50 trillion, $100 trillion or more. Money's no object. And so through military force, the way the formula would work is mysteriously the globalist elite would cause an international crisis event that requires the president of the United States to declare a state of martial law or some other government takeover of our nation. It could be an economic collapse. It could be a climate change crisis. It could be a disease crisis. But there's no question that Prince Philip was alluding to this. Now, if you add to the fact that Prince Philip alluded to this, you will notice, if you've been paying attention to the news or whatever, more and more people who are in the inner circle of Klaus Schwab's operation, they are coming out and admitting their ties to, like, witchcraft, the Illuminati, the Global Reset, and all these other power centers. They're not, like, in a state of paranoia, hiding it. They're being brazen, they're being bold. And what you see is that Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum have embedded into governments all over the world as prime ministers, as governors, as heads of parliament, as senators, congressmen, all levels of government and power, mayors of San Francisco, governors of, like, the biggest states in the United States. And these organizations handpick
highly developed transformational agents trained by the World Economic Forum were embedded into the most powerful forms of government, the UN, and all kinds of globalist entities and centers of power. And so what happened was, prior to them being embedded, they were trained for years and years. I don't know, the training may have been 15 years or more. They say Obama went through this training. Some say that head of Canada went through it. Major actors and directors, business people, heads of major banks. You know, the power centers of the world. And so a lot of these people, you say, how do they get in power? Because secretly behind them, they have unlimited money. And as long as they put forth the globalist agenda of the World Economic Forum, they're fine. But if they were to reject that, go their own way, and attempt to blow the cover on this, the truth behind the Great Reset, you may find, and this is purely speculation on my part, something mysterious happens to them. They die in a mysterious way. They contract some bizarre, obscure illness, any number of things that can happen. So this is a massive power grab by the wealthiest and richest people on planet Earth, the globalist elite, who also happen to be the globalist elite. Oh, they also happen to be the Luciferian elite. Now, let's bring this down to you, your children, your grandchildren, your friends, your husband, your wife, your ex, whatever. The people you know in your circle of friends, your fellow Christians. Let us bring it down and look at it carefully. How does this world look like for us in the next 6 months, a year, half a year? I mean, you're talking about, in a matter of months, radical changes. Radical changes in a matter of months. So let's, at any point in this contemporary American reality, we could hit the brakes, observe what was happening all around us, and we'd see new cars, old cars, you know, we'd see the transformation of society. America has not been going in a good direction. So, President Donald Trump, was something, you know the story, it was something like 200 FBI agents and other kind of agents. The Secret Service was there. And in case you're not familiar with the account, I'll quickly give it to you. So something like 200 CIA agents carrying with them very, very high-powered military-grade guns, bullets, bombs, machine guns, state-of-the-art military supplies, trucks, state-of-the-art weapons, etc., etc. And they literally, they didn't, I just found this out later, they didn't get their warrant from a judge. Theoretically, you're supposed to get a warrant from a judge. That would have been bogus anyway, because it would have been obvious that this is a backdoor approach to bring a man down politically. That should be obvious. So, the FBI invaded the president's mansion, hotel grounds, golf course, et cetera, on the coast of Florida. There was just you know, a limited number of employees. One of Trump's sons was there. Trump wasn't there. He was at the tower. And these people ravaged. Oh, they didn't get their warrant from a judge like they're supposed to. They cherry-picked a local magistrate to write out a warrant. So you could question whether the warrant was even viable. Also, why did you have to do it behind everybody's back if you were clean? Why do you use like a sneaky backdoor measure to get your paperwork ready so the FBI can search through the place? A lot of questions. Oh, and one of the guys that was involved in this from an adversarial point of view. The magistrate they hired had donated thousands of dollars to the Obama campaign. And so the FBI comes in and they totally turn upside down. I'm sure the place is a total wreck. If you've ever seen them in these cop and detective and intelligence shows on TV, when they, you know, clean a house and look for evidence or crime stuff or whatever, for small things, they tear it apart. So they had 200 FBI agents in there for a long time, and they were tearing it apart. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I do want to say it because I suspect it probably is true. Supposedly, they searched through a lot of stuff that had nothing to do with anything legitimate. But supposedly, a whole bunch of FBI agents spent hours and hours searching through all the lingerie drawers of Melania Trump, President Trump's wife. Now, that may have been an exaggeration or whatever, but judged on their previous behavior as they searched the place, it's not surprising. So there's obviously they're not looking for anything of a criminal nature in Melania Trump's lingerie. These guys decided to indulge their kinky, weird, sexual, you know, whatever. Their kinky desires. I mean, these are the guys that are supposed to be heroes. These are the guys that are supposed to be protecting our country. So they invade Trump's mansion when he's not there. And among many of the very questionable things they did, a whole bunch of FBI agents spent hours, you know, drooling and searching all over Melania Trump's lingerie, in her lingerie drawers. I mean, that's disgusting. It's disgusting because that's the habit of a pervert. Twisted. Weird. That's a habit that just doesn't generally radiate integrity. So what does this mean? It means that right now, and this is important that you become educated on the whole thing, which you can do in a very short period of time. I strongly recommend that you get certain books that I've written, because they answer all of these questions along with the historical background. They're fast-moving, easy-to-read books, but they will enable you to put the puzzle pieces together like you've never been able to do it before. So let's just get right into it and look at game plan. Isn't it interesting that this invasion of Trump's resort occurs very soon before Trump would stand up and make an announcement that he's going to run for president? And people are terrified that Trump will run for president because they're terrified he would win in a landslide in a fair election. So most likely, most political analysts say, this was the real purpose of the FBI raid. The accusations, they say, are bogus. What they were really trying to do is smear Trump's campaign. And here's the dangerous thing. They can say they found anything in his house. And so if they can find anything in his house, then they can accuse him of committing a crime, destroying his image, et cetera, et cetera. So not only does Trump have to worry about, but this estate is massive. They went through the whole thing. Not only does Trump have to be concerned about what they could add, what they could sneak into what they claim they found in the Mar-a-Lago resort, what they claim they found. And then I think it was today they were meticulously boxing up, you know, hundreds and hundreds of boxes to be sent to another FBI headquarters location to conduct an investigative search of everything they found there, okay? I mean, they're just going through it microscopically. So, what is the problem here? The problem is that America is supposed to be the land of the free. That's not just some dumb poem. We're the only nation on planet Earth that has a constitution, a Bill of Rights, all of our freedoms, innocent until proven guilty. America is the most unique and fairest nation legally and in terms of rights on planet Earth. And that's because America was birthed out of the revolution, and then behind the revolution was the biblical thinking of the father of the First Great Awakening, Jonathan Edwards, later on Charles Finney, father of the Second Great Awakening. And revival occurred, and not only were the Pilgrims and Puritans walking, being clothed with power from on high, they were ingenious intellects. Their kids all went to private religious schools. So did the Masons' kids and the Freemasons' kids and all the Founding Fathers. They all attended the Pilgrim Puritan schools because the level of academic excellence was above anything. They studied philosophy, science, theology, the Old Testament, the New Testament. And kids, I mean, kids at the most ridiculously young ages are absolutely brilliant. Now, they destroyed that in our nation when they infected us with the ideological viruses of dumbing people down, reducing their critical thinking skills, blitzing their mind with propaganda. All right, so let's go back to this thing. America is supposed to be different than all the nations in the world. The reason the EU hates us, China hates us, Russia hates us, the reason all these other nations, most of them anyway, hate us is because America is the only nation on planet Earth that still has a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, and all these unique freedoms. They are designed by our founding fathers, the majority of them who were either biblically literate or big readers of the Bible. So, the important message is America is not like the other nations of the world. It's unique. That's why God has a plan for it in the last days. But whether or not God's plan for America in the last days materializes, it's important to know that the reason God has a plan for America in the last days is because God pre-engineered all kinds of things into America that would make America in the last days the world's most powerful engine for the preaching of the gospel. The preaching of the gospel. So, all of this is happening, and the smearing of the human mind, the stealth strategies of the World Economic Forum. Notice if when you listen to their language carefully, they're using their words to brainwash the dumbed down masses into believing that you'll own nothing, but you'll never be happier in your whole life. May I politely say that anybody who believes that little statement is either a critical idiot, a documented moron, or a fool of unbelievable proportions. You have to be a stark, raving mad with every brain cell in your brain fried. You have to be nuts to believe something as obviously dangerous as you will own nothing. That's communism. That's Marxism. But you will never be happier in your life. Communism always lies. So, you will own nothing. That's everybody in a communist nation owns nothing. But then they're going to lie to us. But you'll never be happier in your whole lives. What this is, you have to really get this. And then when you get this, the Holy Spirit will set you on fire. And you won't have to be coaxed or motivated or talked into standing up for Christ with your gifts and talents. You will do it as you're set on fire. Now, let me just say to you this. It is of absolute necessity that people totally understand the danger of the hour that we're in. The world's most sophisticated forms of biological control, psychological control, mind control, economic control are all being utilized today in our world. And so, this is not a neutral thing. They're going to leave us alone. We're going to leave them alone. You're a fool if you think that's how it plays out. This is how it plays out. I don't leave you alone. I enslave you. You work for nothing. I laugh as you talk to me about, you know, never being happier in your life. And I have seized control and power of every part of your world and your society. You are my slave. I now own you because of genetic modification. I now own you. And we of the globalist elite own you. And so that just shatters people's consciousness and identity. So now is the critical time to fight the war in the proper battlefields, the battlefield of the spiritual world and the battlefield of the intellect, reason, learning, science, rationalism, etc. That's where the two primary battles are fought. So each one of us must engage with everything we have, because if we do not, you see, this is what happens. I speak, we talk, people agree. Essentially, it's checkmate. You need to give up fighting against God and accept that the math is correct. But here's the hyper danger. And the hyper danger is that the people who are running the world right now, you know their names, they see themselves one with communist China, communist Russia, and every communist nation. In fact, in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, I have quotes from the New York Times, an editorial that John Rockefeller wrote, where he praised communist China in a recent visit to China. He praised communist China and said the entire world should all look, behave, and be organized like they are in communist China. Now, he knew full well that Chairman Mao, who became the dictator of communist China, slaughtered like 4 to 5 million people, shot them to death, starved them to death, stole their farms, tortured them, raped them, and just massacred them. Blood was everywhere. That is how Chairman Mao created communist China. And then under the table, secretly, Rockefeller gave large sums of money to communist China and large imports that would make the money into communist China. Rockefeller and this whole group is all part of the New World Order, now called the Great Reset. All right, this is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us right now. That's paulmcguire.us. Order these books, like A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1 and 2. It educates you all about all of these things from 60 years ago and further, and then brings you right up to date on different areas. Then, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the World, it talks about, through history, what happened when Christians became lazy and stopped learning how to think and process thoughts through a biblical worldview, but act as if they're in a zombie apocalypse programmed by humans. That's what's happening. We have the dumbed down Christians, everybody's dumbed down conservatives. And so in order to win this battle for the mind, it means we need to be intellectuals. Get over your problem with the word intellectuals. Intellectuals simply means people who think and reason. We need to do that immediately. We need to understand our enemy, what our enemy's goals are, and exactly what our enemy's endgame is. And the enemy's endgame is slavery on a digital concentration camp level beyond anything you could possibly ever conceive in your worst nightmares. And it's coming our way, strategically, financially. What is going to happen in a very, very near future? And most people, you're going to think, oh, you know, he's being too extreme. I don't care what you think, except that I love you in Christ and I want to give you the truth that will set you free. So do your own homework. So the bottom line is, there's going to be a socially engineered revolution where the authoritarians, the globalist elite, governmental powers, the destruction of the Constitution, the destruction of the Bill of Rights, it all goes off like a nuke, and they use the pretense of order out of chaos. And they create this great reset, but the great reset is nothing more than what I call the Pharaoh God King system. You can read about it in my book, Conquering the Matrix, Power from On High. Go to paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. You can get those at a discount. The Pharaoh God King system simply is a system where the Pharaoh, the king, the emperor, is a god. The people worship him and serve him. That's why he gets so rich and so powerful. So we have that happening in America. Now, at a very near point in the future, all media, all social media, will be censored and under the same kind of control as communist China. That's coming very soon. All the programs that you enjoy, the informational programs, the radio, podcasting, video, etc., anyone who tells the truth will be attacked, marginalized, demonized, or just pulled right off their platform. And then they're going to do that in increasing numbers because they're in a war. They're in a war. So, in order to be proactive, you don't wait till everybody's been stripped down and has lost their platforms. You have to act intelligently, prayerfully, right now, at this moment, because this is the moment that the Lord has given you. This is the moment the Lord has given you, and if you're going to be obedient to Jesus Christ, you're going to seize the time. So we need to move forward on the Paul McGuire Report. I need you to pray for me, my family, this ministry. I need you to pray and spread our information, join our websites and social media and views, etc. Join them, like them, help us. That opens doors for us. And then pray for our nation, with even if it's just a mustard seed of faith, and stand in the gap. And if you will do those things, you don't have to do it all. Just be faithful to, on a daily basis, do something. See, most people aren't doing anything, and then they still think they're right with God. No, prayerfully do something on a daily basis. You'll be surprised about how God will honor that. But if everybody did that, we could take back our land. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. I need you to stand with me. Pray to the Lord about the donations, contributions, and what would the Lord have you do in sowing a seed in this ministry so we can do what God called us to do. And then pray for us in the overall spiritual battle and spread our stuff far and wide all over the internet. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us.